Both cases involve dairy farm projects in central Wisconsin. In one, a state appeals court has ruled the DNR did not adequately assess the cumulative environmental impacts of plans by a concentrated animal feeding operation to pump 52 million gallons of water a year from high-capacity wells. In the other legal case, an administrative law judge has ruled the DNR does have the authority to require high-capacity well owners to monitor groundwater levels. Attorney Elizabeth Wheeler of Clean Wisconsin is working on the second case and supports the DNR effort to require monitoring.
The dairy conducted some groundwater modeling to see what the impacts of nearby surface waters were, but DNR wasn't sure that that modeling was correct. So they required some monitoring of the surface water impacts near the dairy.
Wheeler says a second hearing will look at whether the DNR's monitoring plan is reasonable. She says she's concerned about a bill in the legislature that would make it easier for high-capacity wells to be installed. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.